Live from NPR News, I'm Giles Snyder. In Elizabeth City, North Carolina today, civil rights leaders are preparing to march to call for more answers in the fatal shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. by sheriff's deputies last month. NPR's Sarah McCammon reports that clergy members are planning today's rally.
Bishop William Barber is leading the clergy march in Elizabeth City, where Andrew Brown Jr. was fatally shot by Pasquotank County Sheriff's deputies during an attempted arrest. Barber spoke at Brown's funeral this week.
You are right to grieve, you are right to be angry, you are right to cry in pain, but you can take comfort that people who never knew Andrew will fight for justice now because of him.
A judge has blocked the public release of body cam footage from the shooting while a criminal investigation is underway. Activists are calling for the immediate release of the tape, as well as a special prosecutor to oversee the case and passage of police reform legislation. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.
A judge who has blocked the public release of the video says the family will see about 20 minutes out of roughly 2 hours available footage. The county sheriff says that will happen on Tuesday. The European Union has struck a deal with Pfizer-BioNTech. The EU Commission says it signed a new contract, putting the EU in line to receive a potential 1.8 billion doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccines through 2023. Meanwhile, EU leaders are calling on vaccine producing countries such as the United States to export more vaccines, along with debating their patent rights. Terry Schultz reports the bloc's heads of state and government are meeting in Portugal to discuss social and economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen says the EU exports half the vaccines it produces, far more than any other region of the world. The US and UK have not exported any. Von der Leyen says sharing the shots is more important than President Biden's suggestion to waive intellectual property or IP rights to them.
We need vaccines now for the whole world. And in the short and medium term, the IP waiver will not solve the problems, will not bring a single dose of vaccine in the short and medium term.
EU leaders will discuss the waiver at their weekend summit, but some have already expressed opposition. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
More than 200 people reported injured in the latest clashes between Palestinians and Israeli police. Israeli police using stun grenades and Palestinians throwing rocks and other objects. A nightly protest broke out at the start of the holy month of Ramadan, initially over police restrictions, but there is also anger over the potential eviction of Palestinians from homes in East Jerusalem. The international community, including the U.S., the U.N., and the European Union, are calling for calm ahead of a Monday hearing on the eviction set in Israel's Supreme Court. This is NPR News. A 100-foot-tall piece of Chinese space junk is tumbling out of control and could slam through the atmosphere as early as today. But Brendan Byrne of member station WMFE reports the chances of debris landing in a populated area are slim.
The 24-ton piece of junk is part of a Chinese rocket that launched last week. After deploying a piece of China's next space station, it was discarded and began coming back to Earth. Its large size means part of it could survive the heat of re-entry. The U.S. Space Command is tracking the object ahead of its return, but because of its size and speed, it's traveling at some 18,000 miles per hour. Pinpointing its exact landing is difficult. Experts say it's likely to splash down in the ocean, which covers some 70% of the planet. Current tracking efforts predict it will make impact sometime this weekend, although that window is several hours wide. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
The president of Arizona's state senate is responding to Justice Department concerns about the controversial recount of ballots from the November election. State Senate President Karen Fan has sent a letter saying the ballots that are being recounted are secure and the department's concerns about voter intimidation are unfounded. The Justice Department has not yet responded publicly to Fan's letter. Virginia's Republican Party is holding what it's calling an unassembled convention this weekend. Party members are selecting GOP nominees in this year's race for governor and other statewide offices. Delegates casting ballots at nearly 40 polling sites today around the state because of pandemic restrictions on mass gatherings.